Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this the hadith of the day. Today we are diving into a powerful hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are safe. I should add that, you know, because the Holy Prophet was in the, like, in that community, he referred to the Muslims, so, you know, doesn't differ. A Muslim is someone who others, anyone, is safe from his tongue and his hand and anything from him. So this hadith is simple, as you can see, and yet profound. This teaching calls us to reflect on how we affect others, not only physically but emotionally. Let's break it down. Think about how words shape our relationships. Research in psychology shows that negative words like insults, criticisms, like sarcasm, can leave scars on the brain, similar to physical injuries. In contrast, positive affirmations can reduce stress and build trust. So this aligns with Islamic teachings. The Quran also reminds us that, you know, speak kindly to people. قولوا للناس حسنا. So when we guard our tongues, we contribute to a more compassionate world. Here is a practical tip. Before speaking, pause and ask yourself, is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? So this simple habit can transform how others perceive us, especially when you're like a representative to Islam and Ahlul Bayt, and to, you know, as a follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they look at you as such a person. Physical safety is equally vital. While many of us avoid outright aggression, subtler behaviors like slamming a door in anger or shunning someone also cause harm. Islam urges us to treat others with dignity and gentleness, even in digital spaces. This teaching matters. This, you know, think about like keyboard warriors who spread negativity online. Each tweet or comment can uplift or tear down. So Prophet Muhammad's guidance reminds us our words, even typed, matter. So if you found this meaningful, share it with someone who could benefit, inshallah. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.